Welcome to Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. After 7 years, over 700 episodes, and over 70,000 listeners, we continue to stay nimble and agile. We want to engage our young people, parents, and educators to introduce STEM early by leveraging our curriculum based on Smart Sarah, Perceptive PJ, and their friends and family that promote diversity and inclusion. We also want to connect with our college and young professionals pursuing careers, especially in the field we know best, technology and IT. We also weave in tips related to the agile mindset and being agile to continue to promote a way of life that helps us learn to stay flexible, relevant, and ahead of the game in technology. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your technology and educational experience. And remember to listen, learn, leverage, and launch your dreams and reach your full potential.
This is Jacqueline Sanders Blackman, and we're covering our Entrepreneurship A to Z series. This is going to be a double episode. I'm going to talk about fixed cost and fixed assets. They both had the word fixed in it, so I figured we could double up on this episode. Your fixed assets, those are the things that the business owns, controls for a long period of time, such as equipment or even a premise, a building. As an entrepreneur, a lot of times you don't have a lot of fixed assets, but here's one key takeaway. When you have fixed assets, those are things that you can leverage if you're looking for funding. If you have a building or if you have equipment, even your inventory, if you go for a loan, you can put that up as collateral. You have something tangible. And sometimes when you're in the service industry, you don't have anything tangible, but people don't realize that your business as its own entity has its own credit and has funding that loans and credit cards and accounts. When you're operating, again, and you've set up all of your the entity as a business, and you have your tax and certifications and licenses, your business account, you then are establishing your credit for that business. You should have a Dun and Bradstreet number. That's a form of, when we think of FICO score for our personal finances, your Dun and Bradstreet is your business credit score. So that's why fixed assets are something to take into consideration and to make sure you know the worth and value. One of your fixed assets might be a vehicle. If you do any type of delivery, that's a fixed asset. You can purchase a vehicle in the name of the business and under the credit of the business. Now, the other fixed word was fixed cost. There are things that month after month, you know, you're going to pay for versus your variable cost. It's very important to track your fixed cost versus your variable cost. Knowing every month what's the minimum you have to make to cover your fixed ones. Variable costs are things that you can toggle up and down. That could include things like travel, and even some of your, office expenses and supplies. And in my case, for example, some of my fixed costs are different online accounts. When you're running a business, there's an app for almost every other thing that you do. I think I have somewhere between 20 to 30 different apps that I am using. Applications is what I'm using, apps for short, but these are applications or software systems, online services, everything from my Slack channel to my Zoom account, Kahoots, mural boards. And there are some that at different times I toggle them down to different levels of services. Instead of buying a year subscription, unless I know that it's something I'm definitely gonna, that I definitely need, let's say my bookkeeping, definitely gonna need that the whole year long, I might buy a year subscription. But other things that depending on the clients and the accounts, I can toggle up and down. During the school year is when I mainly use Kahoots. So I use a higher level of service during the school year. During the summer, I might toggle it down. Those are things that I can control those variable costs. But it's something you've got to stay on top of. Sometimes it's so easy to sign up for these things and forget them, and they're on autopilot and taking money out of your account. Need to go back and toggle them down. There was one that I've had for 5 years. I do a lot of presentations. So I use Presentation Media. I use 1, 2, 3 for the photos that I pull into my presentations. But just recently I've built up my library of presentations. So I'm not building new presentations as often as I was before. So it was hard for me to do it, but I closed that account and gave myself 2 to 3 months. And in that 2 to 3 months, there was maybe only one time I wanted to reopen the account, but that was enough to tell me, you know what, you don't need to be carrying that cost constantly when you only have a sporadic need. So that's the type of bookkeeping, housekeeping, accounting, accountability you need to have around both your fixed cost and your variable cost. All of this is, you know, based on your sales. If you have seasons of sales, when there's highs and lows, then you want to, you sometimes you can't force things to sell. You can't force people to buy. That's just the season they're going in, that they're going through. Then that's when you adjust your variable cost and your fixed cost. Know your seasons. Know your customers and what their trends are. Okay? I hope that helps you and gives you some food for thought, another way of looking at things and keeping everything in balance. Continued success to you. Thank you for listening. Entrepreneurship A to Z. Bye for now.